Mercy is one quality that sometimes eludes us in our world of selfies, but it is a description of God's actions to his creation throughout history. He certainly believed in consequences to our actions, but he was always ready to make amends or provide compassion and kindness. In Psalm 85, 7, and 10, David speaks of mercy and unfailing love in his poetic style. Show us thy mercy, O Lord, and grant us thy salvation. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. In Titus 3, 5, and 6, we are clearly told that he saved us not by works of righteousness, which we had done, but because of his mercy.
He saved us through the washing of the rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ, our Savior.
The word mercy or mercies appear more than 300 times in the Bible. Each time we are reminded how important this concept is for our belief in God's unfailing love. David in Psalms 23:6 says it beautifully. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
In Psalm 13:5-6, David pleads with the Lord to not forget him or hide his face from him. He is tired being chased by enemies, but he said, I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord because he hath defeated bountifully with me.
Dear Lord, we are humbled and grateful for your bountiful grace and mercy. We trust that you are with us even when we are experiencing hard times. We will sing with honor and glory to you, and now we pray the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray. Our
Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us.
Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.